What's up, Warriors fans? This is the We Believe Golden State Warriors basketball podcast, a sports ethos presentation. Sam Orlick here, coming at you post-game, Warriors versus Mavs, 109-99 was the final. Warriors now 1-1 on this road trip. Unfortunately, shorthanded, no Steph Curry, obviously, and then Draymond Green, a late scratch in this one, having lower back issues. Got to think, you know, given where the Warriors are in the standings and the Mavericks, you play the Mavericks three times. This was one of those three games. Tiebreakers, obviously, likely a big role in playoff seeding down the stretch. Draymond Green would have played in this one had he been able to. So not holding anything against Draymond. I know that there's some narratives out there that Draymond just ducks games when Curry isn't playing. Don't really think that was the case here. And, you know, losing by 10 on a night where the Warriors shot 9 of 28 from 3, Dallas shot 6 of 27 on their own right, but you held Luka Doncic to 21 points on 7 of 18 shooting. Kyrie Irving had 23 in his own right, 23 and 10 and 8 rebounds, nearly a triple-double. Mavs had six guys in double figures. Meanwhile, for the Warriors, Kuminga led the way with 27, Wiggins with 17, and then Jackson Davis and Pods 10 and 11, respectively. And that was about it. You got 9 from Chris Paul, 9 from Moody, 8 from Thompson. Just not a lot of scoring. Again, not a lot of shot making in this game. To begin with, nobody really striping from three. Kuminga was 2 for 2, though. And Jonathan Kuminga just absolutely incredible in this game. 35 minutes, 27 points, like I said, 8 of 17 from the field, 9 of 10 from the foul line, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal. He did have 6 turnovers, but, you know, he was carrying the offense for the team on a night where nobody really had anything going, and that includes Chris Paul, Klay Thompson, Wiggins. Wiggins really didn't get going until late in this one. He had like a quick 5 or 7 points in the fourth quarter, I want to say, the last few minutes when the game was kind of already out of reach. So it was the Jonathan Kuminga show. And quite honestly, on half of those turnovers, the referees probably could have called fouls and Kuminga would have gone to the line. He had several shots at the rim that should have fallen. He had a couple jumpers that looked really good that didn't fall in. I mean, this easily could have been a 30-plus, even 35-point barrage for Kuminga, which is saying something considering that Dallas had Gafford and Lively, you know, one of each of those guys on the floor at all times. Gafford had like 6 blocks or something, like something ridiculous like that. 7 blocks on the night. The Mavericks had 13 blocks overall as a team. You know, turnovers were a problem for the Warriors in this one. They had 15. Did not get out rebounded. Again, we're talking about the 7 footers that the Mavericks had on the floor. It was 42 all for rebounds. 15 of 19 from the foul line for the Mavs, 16 of 19 for the Warriors. You know, I think overall, you don't really feel bad about this game. In the end, it came down to the Mavericks shooting nearly 54% from the field, 44 of 82. The Warriors shooting 37 of 92 from the field. 10 more shot attempts, but 7 less makes, even though the Warriors hit 3 more threes. So on a night where Dallas just could not get anything going from the three ball, the Warriors just couldn't get anything going from offensively, period. And so when you think about the effort that the Warriors gave this past Saturday against the Spurs, the first game without Curry, compared to this one, night and day difference. Warriors were locked in, played very good intentional defense against Kyrie and Luka, tied at 27 after 1, went into halftime, down 6, and then ended the third quarter tied as well in scoring, 28 both ways, and then had a shot in the fourth, just not enough to edge out the Mavs, being outscored by 4 in the fourth quarter. So, you know, overall, I am, you know, I'm not upset about this. I feel like the Warriors gave it all. You had great contributions from multiple guys. Unfortunately, the offense just wasn't there. This would have been a great night for Klay Thompson to get going. The Mavs did a good job at running Klay off the three, at the three-point line, forcing Klay into jumpers. They just weren't there. Defensively, Klay didn't have much going as well. So it was a lot of Moses Moody, GP2, Kuminga obviously led the team in minutes with 35. Wiggins played 27. Jackson Davis got the start for Draymond Green. Again, I mentioned he had 10, 9 rebounds, a block, 5 of 9 shooting. He was out there for 25 minutes. We got some Kevon Looney for the first time in a few games. He went out there and played hard. So Warriors were just shorthanded in this one. Pajetski had, you know, a fairly balanced stat line. 11 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. I just feel like, you know, you're in Dallas against a very good Mavericks team that was coming into this one on a win streak. Warriors have been really good on the road as of late, but falling short without your two best players. And considering how putrid the Warriors were defensively this season without Draymond Green, great to see them be able to really just kind of neutralize as good as you can two of the better offensive players in the league, Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, and give themselves a chance to win on the road. This was an 18-point game with about 8 minutes left in the fourth. At one point, they cut it to 11 with about 6 minutes remaining, and then back-to-back threes from the Mavs kind of put the game out of reach. So you were almost there. Warriors kind of fell apart a little bit in the second quarter after, again, getting off to a fairly balanced start. Whistle certainly didn't blow in favor of the Warriors when the game was a little bit closer and tighter. That's just how the NBA goes right now. It certainly feels like officiating is kind of in a weird place and in adjusting game to game as we're watching them. So what does this all mean? Warriors fall to 34-31. They are now a game and a half behind the Lakers, who are in the midst of playing the Sacramento Kings right now, down by 8 to the Kings. So interesting to see what happens there. They're on the road. Warriors would obviously like to see the Lakers lose. That would move the Warriors to just a half game behind the Lakers. So, you know, a little tough. You dropped that game to Dallas, so now you're 3.5 games behind the 7 and 8 seed, 4 games from the 6 seed. So it's going to be tight. It's going to be hard to be able to crack that that 6 seed. But I think for the Warriors, what's most important right now at this juncture in the season is guys need to get healthy. You need to get Steph Curry back. Obviously, you need Draymond Green back. And the team needs to be playing connective basketball on both ends. And it felt like on a night where you're missing, you know, arguably your two best players, they were connected. They were really connected on both ends and played really solid basketball against a very good Mavericks team and showed a lot of promise, quite honestly, on a night where you didn't have a lot going for you offensively. You were still able to play really good defense, disrupt the flow of the game, and try to fight to give yourself a chance to win down the stretch. I know maybe for some, feeling like the Warriors being a play-in team, especially like a 10 seed or a 9 seed, it's, you know, maybe they would say it's embarrassing or it, you know, what's the point? They're washed, they're cooked, season's over. I feel like don't count your chickens before they hatch. you never know what could happen. Lakers were a play-in team last season and made it to the Western Conference Finals. For the Warriors, obviously, you'd like to not be in the play-in. You'd like to avoid having to win two games against some combination of the Lakers, Mavericks, and Kings. But at the end of the day, you know that the Warriors have the potential to do that and propel themselves into a playoff series against, you know, any of the four top teams that are constantly changing every night. Right now, it's Denver with OKC half game behind them. You just never know. You don't know what's going to happen. You can't count this team out. Me personally, I'm going to continue watching, cheering for my team. And you just got to take it one game at a time. You win the other night in San Antonio. You lose tonight in Dallas. And you got a couple days off. And you go face the Lakers to close out this road trip in a very pivotal Lakers game. We play the Lakers two more times. A win would be huge. You play Dallas two more times. Taking those games would be huge. So there's still plenty of basketball left to be played. I think you just take the good where you can get it. You improve and try and make adjustments where you can game to game. And, you know, first and foremost, you got to be healthy. You got to have your squad together. You're certainly going to need Draymond Green against, LeBron James and Anthony Davis come Saturday night. So that's going to be a big game. It's going to be exciting. And yeah, hopefully we get some good news on Steph Curry's recovery. He's been working, practicing with Santa Cruz, with the C-Dubs, trying to get ready into game shape. And I think the plan is for Curry to practice with the team. I believe it's going to be on Friday, Thursday and Friday. Yeah, he'll practice with the team tomorrow and Friday. And then they will reevaluate him after that and determine his status and availability for Saturday. So starts there and getting some good news on Draymond Green and his lower back. Get those two guys back in action for a very important Lakers game. And hopefully you can close out this road trip on a high note with a big win against a Western Conference rival. And then back home to take on a couple... a couple teams in your homestand. You're going to go New York and Memphis and Indiana to close things out at home. So still lots of basketball to be played. And Jonathan Kuminga continues to be a very impressive, really, really something special to watch his growth and improvement, recognition, decision-making, playing through frustration, playing through fouls, taking the responsibility of defending the other team's best player at times. He was D-ing up Kyrie a lot frequently during this game. And then also looking to set up his teammates. He had two assists. I say this a lot. He easily could have had three or four more. He is just a handful downhill, attacking the rim, getting into the paint with the ability to finish, pull up with a jumper, a variety of moves, as well as kick it out and set up his teammates. So if anything, excited to watch the development and improvement of Kuminga, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Podziemski, Moses Moody, and others. So that's all we got for you guys today. Once again, this has been a We Believe Golden State Warriors basketball podcast. If you haven't already, please give me a follow over at Twitter. That's at SD Orlick. Subscribe, rate, and review the show. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll catch you on the next one.